You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
So, who here can relate to this moment where you've planned an easy day or an easy, you know, night? Maybe you're just going to relax, watch some TV, maybe put some Netflix on, and then the phone rings, and you know, things just come up and they get in the way. Well, for us on Friday night, it was that we were getting ready for an easy night at home, just relaxing, and then the in-laws showed up, unannounced, at the door. Which it sounds really bad. It was okay in the end because we did still get to relax. But, you know, it catches you off guard a little bit. You know, things come up. You know, things don't always go as planned when we plan to relax. So when we think about rest and when we think about maybe relaxing, what does it sometimes look like for us? You know, for me, sometimes it's watching TV while looking at Instagram on my phone and browsing the internet on my computer. And talking to Emily all at once. Because, you know, multitasking and productivity, they're all the buzz at the moment. So it infiltrates into the relaxation of my life, maybe yours as well. You know, maybe for you, it's you read a book just to escape everything that's going on. Or maybe it's going for a walk to clear your head, but you end up just stressing about work the whole time or everything that's going on in your life. You know, there's so many different ways that we relax, so many different ways that we rest. But, you know, is this the only type of rest that there is for us? And when we do these things, do we truly feel refreshed by them? Because there's a difference between taking a break. There's a difference between relaxing and taking a day off and entering into the true rest that God created for us, the true rest that God created us for. You know, true rest is when we're refreshed by the Holy Spirit. We're encouraged by the Holy Spirit. You know, spending time with the Father and allowing Him to breathe life into us, to bring refreshment and bring restoration. You know, true rest is being assured of who God created us to be, knowing who we are in Him. And rest is knowing that we are made complete in Jesus and not having to strive or work hard for the relationship that He gives to us. You know, we see in Scripture that Jesus invites us to rest. In Matthew chapter 11 from verse 28, it says, "Then Jesus said, 'Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light.'" You know, this is an invitation that Jesus is extending to each of us. You know, you're not left out of this promise this morning. It's for each of us. You know, have you ever felt in your life that you need rest, that you're weary, that you're tired, that you just need a break? Well, when we rest in God, we can rest from those areas of our lives that are causing unrest for us, that are causing sleeplessness for us. You know, my prayer this morning is that for each of us, and this is me included this morning, that when we found ourselves restless, sleepless, you know, worried or anxious about what's happening in our lives, that we would allow Jesus to lead us to a place of true rest, renewal, and restoration. That we could rest in His grace. Because there's so much freedom in the rest that He gives to us. You know, we can find freedom in the rest that Jesus has for us. You know, if you're wondering this morning how to find rest, because sometimes when we look for it, it's not that easy to find. You know, sometimes we just can't seem to grasp it. We try our hardest to rest, but we can't get there. You know, it can be as simple as just asking the Holy Spirit to begin to lead you on a journey of finding out how to do it, of showing you how to rest, because it isn't something that we discover on our own. You know, that invitation from Jesus in Matthew 11, He takes us on a journey of finding rest. It's not something we can just find out on our own. And so this morning, we're going to unpack rest, what it is and how we can find it, how we can walk in the rest that Jesus has for us. You know, personally this morning, this word is so dear to my heart. You know, there's been moments over this last year where I found myself restless, where I found myself at such an unease. You know, for me, one thing you need to know about me is that I need to know the plan. I need to know what's happening. I don't deal well with things changing or spontaneity. You know, I like to know what's happening. Just ask my wife. She can back me up on this one. So, you know, a personal example for myself is that, you know, during this season that we've been through, there's certainly been moments of challenge. And, you know, there were moments where we were waiting to hear what the new rules and regulations would be, whether we could have church on Sunday. And, you know, I can remember a time where I just couldn't sleep because I was just waiting. I'll be vulnerable for a minute. I sat there refreshing the DHHS website, waiting to hear what the new regulations would be. And, you know, there's been moments where this has been the hardest season of my life. So I've had to go on a journey of Jesus taking me to a place where I can find rest, find freedom from restlessness, freedom from sleeplessness. You know, this is different for each of us. You know, we all go through different seasons. You know, seasons of transition, seasons of pain, seasons of loss. We go through seasons of great joy, seasons of accomplishment. You know, but in every season, we are created to find rest. We're created to find rest in every season that we go through. You know, when we're on the mountaintop, when we're riding the highs of life, we're created to take time to rest. You know, it's in this season that we might start asking, well, why is rest important? You know, I don't need it right now. You know, I'm good. I've got it all together. I'm not tired. I'm not weary. You know, when you're on the mountaintop, you can probably come up with a million reasons why you don't need to rest, why you can just keep going. But as we'll continue to unpack this morning, God created rest for each of us as a gift. You know, allowing Him to refresh us, renew us. Because the reality is, if we don't take time to enter into the rest that Jesus has for us when we're on the mountaintop, we might find ourselves in the valley before we know it. We might find ourselves in the valley before we know it. And you know, what we can take heart in this morning is that when we are in the valley, when we're in a season where maybe we feel low, we can find rest in Jesus there as well. You know, when I am restless, when I'm worried, when I'm upset, you know, I can make a choice to let those feelings take control of the way that I'm feeling, where I'm headed. I can let my emotions lead me. You know, just like during those nights where I was waiting for the regulations, I was letting my emotions lead me, letting my worry lead me. Or I can choose to be still in that moment, surrender it all to God, and let Him bring me rest. You know, this could be simply approaching Him in prayer. You know, opening up your heart to Him and being vulnerable. You know, acknowledging Him that we need Him in that moment, that we don't have all the answers. You know, God, this worry is eating at my heart. I need You right now. God, bring me rest. Just open up your heart. Because He is a loving Father. He's a loving Father. And He has us close to His heart. So we can come to Him with what we need. We can come to Him when we're feeling vulnerable because He will bring us rest. And you know, finding rest and walking in rest is a journey. You know, it requires a realigning, a renewing. But it's my desire, and I pray this morning that it's yours as well, that we would desire to find rest, that we would choose rest. And you know, even for myself, this isn't something that always happens. It's not always the first place that I turn to, but I'm on a journey of finding rest. So let's look at Genesis chapter 2, because God created rest for us. It says, so the creation of the heavens and the earth and everything in them was completed. On the seventh day, God had finished His work of creation, so He rested from all His work. And God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy, because it was the day when He rested from all His work of creation. And you know, the thing that I love about this scripture is that God didn't have to rest. You know, I mean, he's God. The Bible says that He never grows weak. He never gets weary. But He chose to rest on the seventh day. He chose to rest as a model for us, Because it's something that he's given to us. Because for us, unlike God, there are moments where we do become weak and weary. There are moments where we do become tired. And it's part of the journey that we walk on. But for these moments, God created rest for us. And for us to live our life at our best, for us to live in the fullness that God has for us, he created rest. He created rest for us to walk in. You know, when God rested on the seventh day, it can mean that he ceased. You know, he stopped working to find satisfaction in everything that he had created. You know, to take a moment to stop and reflect. You know, I think my cat's a good example of this one, because he's got it down pat. You know, after he's done all the things he needs to do, he's eaten, he's gone to the toilet, you know, he's played, so we've worn him out. He is the most satisfied little dude. He just curls up in a ball, and you don't go near him because he's just so satisfied. You know, God created rest for us. He created us to be satisfied. And you know, if you find yourself struggling to be satisfied this morning, you know, let's take a moment to pause, to stop and reflect, to see all that God has done in our lives. Remember everything that he's done for us and everything that he's doing right now in us. You know, God is continually working in you. He's continually working through each of us. You know, do you allow these moments to stop and allow God to help you feel satisfied, to reflect on everything that he's doing? You know, when you're on the mountaintop and when you're in the valley, do you take these moments to stop and reflect? You know, we see the rhythm of rest. It's embedded in all of creation. You know, God intended this. You know, if we think about trees for a moment, they go through seasons. You know, there's a season for a tree to bear fruit, but there's also a season for the tree to rest. You know, the tree can't continue to bear fruit throughout the whole year because it needs to rest. You know, during this season of resting, it doesn't mean that the tree isn't fulfilling its purpose. You know, can I encourage you that when you enter into a moment of rest, that doesn't mean you're not fulfilling your purpose. Resting is a part of your purpose because we need it. God created rest for us. It's a part of how we are created. And you know, maybe something that we can all relate to is when we allow our pride to keep us from resting. You know, in a world surrounding us that is so fast-paced, so full of efficiencies and productivity and maximization, you know, rest can be looked down upon. It can be seen as weakness. It can be seen as being inefficient. But can I encourage you this morning that we aren't created to just keep going? Yes, we are created to work. Yes, we are created for mission, but we're also created to rest. We're created to rest in God. And you know, you might have heard about rest before in the context of the Sabbath. And you know, often we might equate Sabbath to being a law from the Old Testament. You know, maybe you might have thought or you might have heard someone say, you know, rest was good for them, but it's not for me now. You know, I don't need it because Jesus fulfilled the law. And you know, the Sabbath in written form may have been established with the law that God gave the Israelites, but as we read in Genesis chapter 2, the principle of rest has existed from the very beginning. In fact, God saw it as something that was so important for the Israelites to continue to do that it was given to them in the law. You know, to make sure that they would enter into the gift of rest that God created for them. You know, what we saw happen was the Israelites put rules and regulations in place about what you could and you couldn't do on the Sabbath. You know, it had to be done right. And you know, it became so legalistic that they walked away from it. They walked away from the precious gift of rest that God had given them. So when Jesus fulfilled the law, it didn't stop us from entering into the gift of rest. In fact, his grace that he gives us leads us to a place of rest. Mark chapter 2 verse 24 says, "But the Pharisees said to Jesus, 'Look, why are they breaking the law by harvesting grain on the Sabbath?' And then Jesus said to them, The Sabbath was made to meet the needs of people and not people to meet the requirements of the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even over the Sabbath. Can I encourage you this morning that Sabbath and rest isn't something that binds us? The Sabbath and rest is something that frees us because it is for us. You know, you weren't created for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was created for you. And you know, it's something that's meant to be simple. Rest is meant to be simple when we go on the journey. It's not meant to be bound up in rules and regulations like we saw with the Israelites. You know, this morning, if we stop and pause for a moment, you know, if rest is something that isn't simple for you, we need to start to ask the question, why? We need to ask the Holy Spirit to take us on a journey of understanding, a journey of revelation, so that we can be led into a place of receiving the gift of rest that God has for us. You know, the perfect, you know, rhythm of rest that we see embedded in creation that was created for us. You know, it could look like taking a full day out to just rest in God. You know, to not having to worry about our work or what's going on or the pressures that we feel and just to rest in Him. But even if you have to start small, that's okay. Even if it's just an hour that you take out to practice rest. God's grace, you know, He fills the void. You know, allow His grace to give you the ability, the might, the power, and the strength for this journey of rest in God. You know, Jesus wants to teach us rest. You know, it's about establishing new patterns of behavior. Jesus leading us on a journey. It's not something that can change overnight. You know, if you decide today in your own strength that, you know, I'm going to block out a day a week every week and I'm going to stick to it, it probably won't happen because it's a journey that we need to go on. And, you know, for me, Saturday is a day of rest for us, but I haven't always been good at not filling up my Saturday. I haven't been good at staying away from work on a Saturday. So we have to start smaller. We have to start with intent and, you know, just taking time out in the evening just to rest in God. And the truth is that God's grace makes it complete. When we go on a journey with Him, even if we can't get to where we want to, God's grace makes it complete. He brings rest because His grace means that it doesn't need to be perfect. And how reassuring is that for us? So how do we find rest? Well, as we read before, the first thing is to come to Jesus. Jesus promises rest for us if we come to Him. Matthew chapter 11, 28, then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Now, I can be so sure that when I am weary and that when I'm carrying heavy things, that if I bring them to Jesus, that He will take me on a journey of finding rest because it's a promise from Him. You know, my natural instinct can be to try to put up a fight, to try to push through weariness, to try to push through tiredness. You know, it's a fight or flight response. You know, I either push through or retreat. But when I take things to Jesus, He promises rest and His grace makes a way every single time. You know, this morning, what is it that you're carrying? You know, sometimes it can be something that's light. Sometimes we have to drag it along behind us and sometimes it sits on top of us like an elephant. You know, it could be a financial burden. It could be work stress. It could be a relationship. It could be an upcoming deadline. It could be something as simple as your team lost the grand final and you feel like you let them down. Maybe you didn't meet your own expectations. You know, we're not meant to carry these things on our own. No, the truth is that they're very real burdens. They're very real things that we carry. But in Philippians 4, it says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." You know, I want to highlight this morning that it says his peace will guard your hearts and minds. Because your heart and your mind and my heart and my mind, they need guarding. You know, if I get lost in my own head, it's not a good place to be. You don't want to be there with me in my head, yeah. But when I take things to Jesus, when I allow him to guard my mind, he helps me to process it. He brings me peace, a peace that I can't even understand. You know, in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. You know, how amazing is that scripture? You know, God cares so much about us that he doesn't want us to walk through life carrying these things alone. So, you know, what does this practically look like for us? You know, it's asking the question of, do I try to get through on my own strength, or do I bring it to him and allow him to strengthen me and encourage me, bring me rest, and his grace takes me through? You know, it's believing and trusting with all my heart that God cares for me, that he cares for my situation. You know, when I feel myself starting to worry, when I feel anxiety starting to rise, you know, I come to Jesus and I bring it to him. You know, it's about going back to the basics. You know, sometimes the basics are pretty basic, but we don't always turn there. It's not always the first place that we turn to, as basic as it seems, because it's a choice that we have to make. You know, when I start to feel upset, when I feel rattled about what's going on in my world, I can choose to, you know, sit in it and allow to process it over and over in my head, or I can turn to Jesus. You know, I can take my worries to the Word. You know, I can see what the Word says about the situation, the truth of God's Word. You know, I can share my anxieties with a trusted friend who can encourage me and speak the Word of God over my life. I can choose to declare Scripture over my situation rather than looking at it through my eyes and how I perceive it. You know, when I do this, I allow God to bring clarity and peace to the situation. You know, his peace exceeds anything that we can understand. You know, we all have burdens that we carry. It's, you know, it's a part of natural life that we carry things, that circumstances happen. But with these burdens, we're designed to carry them with Jesus. Matthew chapter 11, verse 29 to 30 says, take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. You know, where it talks about yoke there, it's not talking about an egg. It's spelled a little bit differently. It's talking about when ox work together, you know, and they carry the cart together. That's what it's like with us and Jesus. You know, that we're tethered to him, and the things that we carry with him. You know, when we're weak, he can take up the load and he can carry them. You know, the yoke transfers these things that we carry to Jesus. And, you know, I love that in that scripture that it says, let me teach you. You know, our gracious God, he teaches us. You know, it's not a heavy thing. He teaches us. He leads us on a journey. You know, we allow the Holy Spirit to direct us in this, and we learn how to rest in him. So, you know, where can we find rest? We can find rest in his grace. You know, we can rest this morning in knowing that our salvation, we can rest in knowing our salvation. It's not something that we need to work to attain, because we are made perfect in Jesus. You know, in Genesis chapter 2, God rested because he completed his work. And this morning we can know that God's work of salvation is complete in us, that we don't need to work or strive to attain it. You know, it's not about working hard. It's about resting in his grace. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 says, God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. So none of us can boast about it. You know, we don't need to strive to be worthy of rest. We can freely receive it. You know, this morning we can find satisfaction in his grace. You know, you might have heard this 1,000 times. You know, we hear it most weeks during communion about God's grace. But sometimes we forget. Sometimes we beat ourselves up over the mistakes that we've made. But God's grace allows us to rest, knowing that our salvation is sure in him. You know, we can rest in the love of our Father, our generous Father. You know, this morning, know that you are loved and made whole by Jesus. You know, something about rest that we look at this morning is that it's intentional. Rest is intentional. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 23, it says, after sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. You know, this is Jesus that we see here. Jesus rested with intent. You know, it was intentional. He spent time with the Father. You know, the scripture says that night fell while he was there alone. So he spent time there. And, you know, again, this seems really basic. It seems spending time with the Father, it doesn't seem like that would be the answer to all my problems. But God's gift of rest is for each of us. And practically, this could look like, you know, giving space to just listen to God, to read the word and write down what he's speaking to us. You know, looking up a verse and a promise in the Bible and giving God time to interpret it to us and speak into us. In Mark chapter 6 from verse 30, it says, the apostles returned to Jesus from their ministry tour and told him all they had done and taught. Then Jesus said, let's go off by ourselves to a quiet place and rest a while. He said this because there were so many people coming and going that Jesus and his apostles didn't even have time to eat. So they left by boat for a quiet place where they could be alone. You know, in this scripture, we see Jesus teaching the disciples the importance of rest. You know, for the disciples to be able to enter into rest, they had to be intentional about it. You know, that scripture says that just everything kept going on around them. It kept going and going and going. They didn't even have time to eat. So they had to be intentional about finding rest. You know, for me personally, if I'm not intentional about seeking rest, you know, it just doesn't happen. If I don't allow God to take me on the journey of finding rest, I end up in my same old routines. You know, and it's something that I'm continuing to learn, to be intentional about finding rest, because I know that when I rest, that I'm better for it. When I find rest, my family is better for it. I'm able to walk the race with endurance. You know, when I establish rest, when I make it a priority in my life, I find myself refreshed. You know, God takes my restlessness away. I'm able to find rest. And, you know, just as we come towards the end this morning, Psalm 46, verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. And, you know, rest can be just being still in his presence, just knowing that he is God. You know, what does this look like for me? You know, for each of us, this will look a little bit differently, but for me, it can just be putting on worship music and, you know, just getting lost in the presence of God, just spending time in relationship with God. You know, I find that it settles my spirit, it settles my worry, it settles my anxiety. You know, I have some favorite worship artists that I like to put on in these moments. You know, I don't need to speak. I don't need to say anything. You know, I don't even need to turn to the word. I just need to sit in his presence and allow God to speak to me. You know, it's not something that's overtly passionate. I just sit in his presence and allow the words of the songs to speak truth and to speak peace over me. And you know, in that place where be still, still my thoughts, still my worries, and I only focus on the truths of God. And, you know, in that moment, it allows space for him to speak into my situation. Because when I be still, when I stop trying to work it out, when I stop my thoughts. It allows God to speak truth. You know, even in preparing this message this week, there were moments of restlessness. There were moments that weren't easy. You know, my natural reaction is to want to put it off, to, you know, just push it. We'll look at it again tomorrow. But this week, and probably because I'm speaking about rest, I had to choose to be still. Just sit in his presence and allow him to bring rest. And, you know, in that moment, what I found was clarity. In that moment, what I found was understanding. You know, there was revelation in that moment. And, you know, often when we're looking for rest, we look to things that we think bring us rest, but sometimes they just put off what we're feeling. You know, mind-numbing entertainment, things that we feel like we can escape to, you know, they're not necessarily bad things, but they can't take the place of rest in our lives. For you, finding rest could look like taking an early morning walk with no distractions and just looking at all of God's creation and allowing him to speak life into you, quieting your mind and allowing God to speak rest. You know, it could be meditating on scripture and just reading it over and over and over, allowing the truth of the word to get into your heart, for God to bring revelation. You know, it could just be sitting in silence and just shutting out everything and just listening to God. You know, rest is an individual thing because it's something that we find in relationship with God. It's something that we find in our personal relationship with Jesus. You know, so what is God speaking to us today? You know, he created rest for each of us. You know, if you find yourself tired, if you find yourself weary, if you find yourself stressed out, you know that God created rest for you. And this morning, we can allow the Holy Spirit to take us on a journey of finding rest, a journey of revelation. And, you know, can I encourage you that we don't need to wait to start this journey, that this journey can start right now this morning. You know, and for those who, you know, maybe you're good at rest, but can I encourage you to just continue on the journey? Allow it to be a continual focus for you. So this morning, Fiona and Emily, they're going to sing a song over you. And, you know, just sit in it. Just rest in it. You know, as they sing, as you still your thoughts, if God starts to speak to you, can I encourage you to write it down so that you can come back to it later, so that you can continue to look over it? Because that's the Holy Spirit speaking to you this morning. So in Psalm 46, it says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our focus. Lord God, right now we thank you that you have the gift of rest for us. And right now we choose to quiet our thoughts and focus on you. God, we ask that you would bring us rest. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would take us on a journey of revelation in finding rest. God, we thank you that you're such a good God. God, and we choose to rest in you this morning.